Pillage by James Elroy Flecker. They will trample our gardens to mire. They will bury our city in fire. Our women await their desire. Our children the clang of the chain. Our grave-eyed judges and lords they will bind by the neck with cords and harry with whips and swords till they perish of shame or pain. And the great lapis lazuli dome, where the gods of our race had a home, will break like a wave from the foam and shred into fiery rain. No more on the long summer days shall we walk in the meadow sweet ways with the teachers of music and phrase and the masters of dance and design. No more when the trumpeter calls shall we feast in the white light halls, for stayed are the soft footfalls of the moon-browed bearers of wine, and lost are the statues of kings and of gods with great glorious wings and an empire of beautiful things and the lips of the love who was mine. We have vanished, but not into night, though our manhood we sold to delight, neglecting the chances of fight, unfit for the spear and the bow. We are dead, but our living was great. We are dumb, but a song of our state will roam in the desert and wait, with its burden of long, long ago, till a scholar from sea-bright lands, unearthed from the years and the sands, some image with beautiful hands, and know what we want him to know.
The Ballad of Hampstead Heath by James Elroy Flecker. From Heaven's Gate to Hampstead Heath, young Bacchus and his crew came tumbling down, and o'er the town their bursting trumpets blew. The silver night was wildly bright, and madly shone the moon, to hear a song so clear and strong with such a lovely tune. From London's houses, huts and flats came busmen, snobs and earls, and ugly men in bowler hats with charming little girls. Sir Moses came with eyes of flame, Judd, who is like a bloater, the brave Lord Mayor in coach and pair, King Edward in his motor. Far in a rosy mist withdrawn, the god and all his crew, Silenus, pulled by nymphs, a faun, a satyr drenched in dew, smiled as they wept those shining tears only immortals know, whose feet are set among the stars, above the shifting snow. And one spake out into the night before they left forever, "Rejoice! Rejoice!" And his great voice rolled like a splendid river. He spake in Greek, which Britons speak seldom and circumspectly, but Mr. Judd, that man of mud, translated it correctly. And when they heard that happy word, policemen leapt and ambled, the busmen pranced, the maidens danced, the men in bowlers gambled. A wistful echo stayed behind to join the mortal dances, but Mr. Judd, with words unkind, rejected her advances. And passing down through London town, she stopped, for all was lonely, attracted by a big brass plate inscribed, "For Members Only." And so she went to Parliament, but those ungainly men woke up from sleep and turned about and fell asleep again.
No Coward Song by James Elroy Flecker. I am afraid to think about my death, when it shall be, and whether in great pain I shall rise up and fight the air for breath, or calmly wait the bursting of my brain. I am no coward who could seek in fear a folklore solace or sweet Indian tales. I know dead men are deaf and cannot hear the singing of a thousand nightingales. I know dead men are blind and cannot see the friend that shuts in horror their big eyes. And they are witless. Oh, I'd rather be a living mouse than dead as a man dies.